Lord be with you.
A reading for the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus journeyed from one town and village to another, preaching and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Accompanying him were the 12, some women who had been cured of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary called Magdalene, whom 7 demons had gone out, Joanna, the wife of Herod's steward Chusa, Susanna, and many others, provided for them out of their resources. The Gospel of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, do you believe that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead? Yes or no?
Yes.
That's why we're here. We're people of the resurrection always. And when life gets overwhelming and we feel stressed and anxious about world events, elections, work, family, whatever it is, all we need to tell ourselves is that Jesus is risen. Because at the end of the day, that's really all that matters for us disciples of Christ. Jesus came in the world because he loves you so very much. He's already conquered this world for us. He's conquered sin, he's conquered death, and there's no power here on earth that will ever touch the power and the glory of Jesus Christ. So our first reading is a reminder to us that our greatest strength comes from Jesus. Our prayer life is so important, and we need to be reminded that Christ has risen from the dead. And if that does not give you joy and peace, why are you here at Mass? Right? That's who we are. We are people of the resurrection always. So those moments that you're greatly missing, your spouse or your mom or dad, your child that maybe who's died, we take hope, trusting that we will be with them again one day. That's why we're here, my friends, so that we could be with Jesus forever one day in heaven. And it's a reminder to us that things come and go, but what lasts forever is Jesus Christ. So no matter how hard it may be for you right now, let us take comfort in the resurrection, knowing that Jesus conquers all, and he's already conquered death for each and every one of us. You know, my mom was a hospice nurse. She was an RN for 42 years. And the last 20 years, she dedicated her life to hospice, the dying. And because her son was a priest, she'd always get assigned the nuns and the priest, right? And she'd always laugh. She said, "You all were the worst patients." And I said, "What do you mean?" She goes, "Because you were just so controlling to the end." And that always made me laugh because I could see that happening. But we should never fear death. Never fear death. Because if we believe in Jesus, we know that heaven awaits us, God willing. So let us pray right now for our beloved dead, especially for the souls in purgatory. And let's ask God to bring them home to heaven and to forgive their sins so they may have the reward of eternal life in heaven.